Please welcome to the stage Adam Fitzgerald.
You are listening to Wave Farm Radio on Mars. Myeongmi Kim was born in Seoul, Korea. She immigrated with her family to the United States at the age of 9 and was raised in the Midwest. She earned her BA from Oberlin College, a master's from Johns Hopkins University, an MFA from the University of Iowa. Her collections of poems include Under Flag, The Bounty, Dura, Commons, River Antes, and Penury. An avant-garde poet who often employs fragmentary language and uses the white space of the page, Myeongmi Kim explores issues of dislocation, colonization, immigration, loss of her first language, and the fallout of history in her work. She is the subject of the book, The Subject of Building is a Process, Light is an Element, Essays and Excursions for Myeongmi Kim. She has taught at San Francisco State University and the Poetics Program of SUNY Buffalo. Kathy Park Hong and Dawn Lundy Martin have both cited to me the importance and example of the teaching and work of Myeongmi Kim as the transformative moments in their writing lives. I've been told how Kim teaches her students to think of the blank page as not merely that, but as also a piece of canvas, one that must be studied and filled, but also emptied. Turning to Kim's masterful work, one realizes where this insistent wisdom comes from. For decades, she has made the spacing of the poem into a radical act that emphasizes the appearing and disappearing edges trapped behind between words and syllables. Though her poems can sometimes contain more white space than ink, I am tempted not to think of her as a minimalist, since there are no poets who force me to strain so clearly to see the pockets and packets of pauses, breaks, and ruptures that only her poetry seems capable of allowing inside the house of language. Emily Dickinson writes somewhere about the memoirs of noon. I think across the career of Myeongmi Kim's work that she is involved in a project nothing less than the autobiography of silence. In the many years that she has joined us here at the homeschool, her readings have stayed in my mind for the entire year between the process. And I know I'm not alone for people that continues to echo and resonate for. I just want to say that when you are listening tonight to her reading, I want you to just be open in considering how this absolute experience of attention is really as much about the pauses, as much about what you're not hearing or able to signify with. I love this work so much, and please help me welcome Myeongmi Kim.
Now these names, and so amend. Metal, in farming, transportation, commerce. Fortified lake, inaccessible to any other body of water. Turn the wheel, take to the streets. Wild asparagus hidden until it flowers. When there is a pause. Duration that a pair of starlings' participation magnetized. first assembled fire. Far off estimation the sun offers, operate machinery and the line, distended beyond assembly and parts. Describe the success of the random bomb. Black rain had its mark. Bulbous plants gone soft. Names of capitals, names of cities. Search for water with plastic jugs that two gulps will drain. Speed of water drops, speed of ceasefire. Playground when the planes close in. The hands of the boy and girl are firm hands. Fume, vapor, forge of metal aimed. Each child's hand in the mother's hands. No heads. Eyes turned lid. Blood, mat, hair. Each their hands held. Name a capital. Name a city. Thirsts all in shun. No amount of water or transfusion. I wanted to begin tonight by reading from Dura because I saw when I arrived that it was one of the books that were provided for you. And this was my way of thanking the many invisible hands, sometimes the unacknowledged hands that do things like take books out of boxes and put them up. And, you know, I mean, so it's just a way of beginning by a note of thank you. And I also want to note my deep gratitude to the facilitators and the staff members who make homeschool work. And TSL for hosting us in such a lovely way, and everyone else really that I won't enumerate. You know who you are, and my fellow faculty, of course, and in particular, all of you who have decided to make this commitment to come and be part of a community, you know, however transitory, to really think about making art and the ramifications, both aesthetically, personally, politically, culturally. So a big hand of applause, really, to everyone. And I see that penury is also there. So I thought I'd give you a sense, if you don't know it. Is this working? Am I in the right place? Okay. Yep, this way? Okay, all right. Also, I try, whenever there's an opportunity, to sort of let you know projects, books, anthologies, whatever, that are sort of about to appear or just have recently appeared. So it's not about my work, but more so that you have a sense, really, on your radar of things you may be on the lookout for. And some portion of Penury is going to be appearing soon in a book called Quote Anima, Innovation and Spirituality in Contemporary Women's Poetry. So if that's something that speaks to you, you might want to make note of that. Garb Willow. To desire to see the corpse again, the father led the twigs. Rivers fray, with head bowed, walked, trudged. Iron leaf once trumpets, hump spine blackened with flies. Fighting house by house. You saw it and you heard it? Grass grew from the sternum. roots took over the mandible. You are now leaving the American sector, drudgery, abuse, shamble, fall, under an obligation or necessity. When the fish die all at once and appear on the banks all at once. Minimum human subsistence experiment, deemed not worthy of even destroying. Kneeling underground, ditches, syringes, hoarding, withholding, designed to starve the whole region into submission. The place I'm from is no longer on any map. The place I'm from is no longer on any map. The entire vertical profile, from atmosphere to subsurface, columns and processions, of being in and affecting. I don't know what's the problems that family, probably pornness. Those 840 workers, they're just gone. Offering to general protectors. Why is it that the tips of the beaks are burnt? Scene, quick pick. Send home money every 4 months. Lookout post. Are these your names? From, we are from, where are you from? Say this, me speaking, to burn or expose to the threat of the sun, a person with a pigeon chest and protruding stomach. At the quarry, leaving the quarry, bringing hand tools, approaching the river. The workmen are prisoners. A chariot is pulled by two servants. At the left, heads are counted and the booty is piled in front of clerks who are recording the details in a book and on a scroll. Tablet 6, panel 53. I need something from that. And before I turn to the most recent manuscript I'm working on, I thought I'd just keep going in this trajectory and also read very briefly from the book that actually is in between these two. So you get a little sense of the kind of arc that might help sort of prepare for you to hear the most recent work. Okay, so it's like a little bit of toggling in time here. I stayed alive and listened. Orifices, mercury, and sulfur. So close, ill. sever, thrift, translucence of cut pears on glass plates. The robin's breast remained inert. Its eyes shone for 4 hours. But near 3 o'clock, a fly could be seen rubbing its legs over the now weeping eye. Vocalese. On the 23rd of July of that year, I had taken a dog in good condition and well fed for a vivisection at the request of some of my friends who very much wanted to see the recurrent nerves. When I finished this demonstration of the nerves, it seemed good to watch the movements of the diaphragm in the same dog at the same operation. While I was attempting this and for that purpose had opened the abdomen and was pulling down with my hand the intestines and stomach gathered together into a mass, I suddenly held a great number of cores, as it were, exceedingly thin and beautifully white, scattered over the whole of the mesentery and the intestine, and starting from almost innumerable beginnings. But presently I saw that I was mistaken in this sense. I noticed that the nerves belonging to the intestine were distinct from these cords and wholly unlike them, and besides, were distributed quite separately from them. Wherefore, struck by the novelty of the thing, Vesalius, 1543. The fundamental tenet of all military geography is that every feature of the visible world possesses actual or potential military significance. Little flower, what day is it? The light stops at glum, o'clock, and a rain-saturated tree trunk becomes a feeling. The city of one's birth and the people inside it. So I'm hoping that gives you some sort of contour, some way of beginning to listen in, I hope, to this work, Civil Bound. I have read from it in subsequent years at home school. I try, I've been doing an experiment where every reading I prepare kind of a different, what I think of as a reading script. So I've done that again in this instance where it's like a way of pulling together a sort of a group of poems that haven't really been a group before. So if you have heard this material, I hope there isn't, I think there may be a couple of exceptions, but hopefully it's a kind of new iteration, even if you have heard it before. And I don't know what came across the transom in the way that I put together those brief readings from three other books, but I just want to say very, very quickly and very notationally that clearly one of the things that perennially comes up for examination for me is how the logics of empire affect how we think of, conceive, and practice language. And in this particular reading script, I should note that I am continuing, for those of you who have heard this material before, I am continuing to superimpose my ongoing research into the construction of the Panama Canal with all its sort of, you can already begin to, I think, you know, intuit all the kind of repercussions and implications of that kind of engineering project, the impact on the flora, fauna, the way that workers are become, you know, subsumed by this idea of progress. So how human bodies are broken down, how the degradation of ecology occurs. And so the other sort of research thinking piece that accompanies what you're about to hear is my again, sort of like ongoing thinking about the establishment of off-reservation schools, and in particular, the way in which the inculcation of these students, the very first component is always the stripping away of the indigenous language. Right? So the kind of forbidding of the practices that constitute your cultural location, and that the kind of excision, right, the kind of linguistic genocide or the effort at linguistic genocide. So those are just some hopefully little bit of a toehold on what you're going to hear. So this is from Civil Bound, and sorry, my hesitation is whether to announce that it'll come out in a book, and I'm looking at Adam because Adam's always, when is it going to be a book? So, all right. From Civil Bound. Arches, vermilion, arch of movable objects, captive for live spectacle, platform of armament and charts, stronghold skill, a link of people sorted, size, strength, age. Bellflower broth, liver broth, hemispheric lust. Corruption balked before alms, boulders, mechanical parts or persons conferred on spent fuel, pledged to asunder. Humble rules for eyes and fingers between uptake and sopping lungs, by arms and legs leashed by the wallets of tongues. Feral diaphragm and burrow irritants, any instrument of subjugation. Except of these waters, swallowed villages, sugars, basins of mountains, massive armaments. It is an inspiring sight to witness this unseemly, death-ridden tropical country change into a place of beauty. The Panama Canal is a wonderful feat of engineering, and we can easily imagine civil engineers attempting in the near future to conserve and utilize the motor power of the ocean waves and the trade winds. The Panama Canal is a glorious triumph of scientific sanitation and a great lesson to all nations and peoples down the centuries, an example that will be emulated and add much to human health, happiness, and longevity. John Silas Lankford, September 1913. That the continual colonization of American Indian nations, peoples, and lands provides the U.S. the economic and material resources needed to cast its imperialist gaze globally is a fact that is simultaneously obvious within and yet continually obscured by what is essentially a settler colony's national construction of itself as an ever more perfect multicultural and multiracial democracy. Jody Bird, The Transit of Empire, Indigenous Critiques of Colonialism. Work song for ablation. Colonial issue. Intercellular. Subsidiary humans. One pair of gloves, 3 yards calico, whiskey, crackers, one deck cards. The Settler's Leisure, Fort Union, New Mexico, 1863. Pulmonic, sounds produced by using air from the lungs. If the air is pushed out, if the air is sucked in. It is an inspiring sight to witness this unseemly, death-ridden tropical country change into a place of beauty. Pulse. Declension. Threshold contaminants. Denuded violets. The continual colonization of American Indian nations, peoples, and lands provides the U.S. the economic and material resources needed to cast its imperialist gaze globally. Silted shoal, adjudicate a mausoleum, reprieve ashen, drowned cousins. The off-reservation boarding schools hoped to produce students that were economically self-sufficient by teaching work skills and instilling values and beliefs of possessive individualism, meaning you care about yourself and what you as a person own. Bear rigging, brain blossom, pains, dispersion. Indicators of successful civilizing mission. Indicators of successful civilizing mission. Well-kept babies, industrious work habits, orderly households, land in severalty. And I'll close with two pieces, again, to sort of let you know maybe what to be on the lookout for. The first is a special issue of poetry on Asian American poetry that came out this summer, 2017, whatever summer that was. Okay. Recent summer. And then the last piece I will read is part of a book titled Responses, New Writing, Flesh, an anthology on the urgency of avant-garde writing written for and by writers of color. Habitation, wooden crate in a nameless territory. Dented objects for carrying water. Plastic footwear, two sizes too small. How the heels hang over. The vine suggests sweet potato, but notice the cradle of thorns. Skiff, ferry, militarized. Eradication's resourcefulness speaking in a high prestige language. Jaundiced shade of bombardment. Singed skin graphene. The mother who isn't. The father who isn't. Ramshackle peony. Meridian bit in the mouth. Acetone femurs. Inexorably ignorance. Blast radius. Skeletonized rights. The habitable excised. The hospitable excised. Thank you.
This morning I was reading Loma's poems, and it felt like a testimony, you know, that POC queers can survive in this world, holding steadfast, destroying the physical laws of navigation, a rebuke of the ideal life. Sweet milk and hellfire, trying to survive in the time of endless sadness, levitate, liberate. Loma is coming at you, swinging, and motherfuckers better duck. In this interview I found online where someone asked why they write such sad poems, Loma responds, "My poems are not sad. They're masochistic. My poems are like a good choking, a good spanking. They want to be bound and gagged and told what to do. There's a pleasure my poems derive from being under such control, from having trauma recalled and then stripped of its agency." He is the author of Sad Girl Poems, Sibling Rivalry Press, 2016, and the chapbook How to Eat Glass, Still Life Press, 2012. It is my great pleasure to welcome my dear friend, Loma.
Favorite people are here, like 50 or 60 of them. I read poems. Thanks, Kat, Adam, homeschool, everyone who's studying and teaching and reading and participating in literature and this space. Very excited to live this weird life with all of you. Great. New shit. Two lovers in perfect synchronicity. Figure 19. In 1991, Ross Laycock died of AIDS in Los Angeles. His boyfriend, Felix Gonzalez Torres, then made an installation that grants eternal life to Ross. The installation is comprised of candies individually wrapped in multicolor cellophane. It's a pile of candies that weighs 175 pounds, or Ross's ideal body weight before contracting AIDS. Throughout the day, visitors to the gallery eat the pile of candies and therefore diminish the body of Ross, until the night when everyone leaves and the pile of candies is replenished, restoring Ross to his original weight. This poem is dedicated to my queer mentors that I never had a chance to meet, especially Ross and Felix. I was born the year Ross died of AIDS in Los Angeles. My baby back toasted and tattooed. My neck sweat, sweet, wet, back, beaner, spick, speaking, Spanglish. Our clothes clings on the clothesline. The swing swings on the swing set. I was wearing beach sand, sand dollars, sand crabs, summer skin so tanned. I was born, and Felix was mourning Ross, the lost him of him. Pour one out, y otra, pariva, babajo, centro. I want free tequila for the kids, spray painting our names at the wash. I want to believe masturbation is sex with someone you love. But still, I'm a part of a whole generation of queer youth being raised without elders who's Ross to me, a whole generation lost to AIDS, Our Lady of Constant Descent, a little gory allegory. Hugo, my true love, Hugo de Naranja. When we broke up, I broke down. I'm all ribs and on the barbecue. I play the xylophone with my tongue. Inflatable pool in the front yard, yellow grass, caged macaws, palm trees, tilted pool table, the dog with knotted hair, chanclas with socks on the beach, seashell buckets, cocinando pupusas con mi mamá, bebiendo con la champán, the boombox, Pokemon, and skater boys, thin brown bodies, no shirt, Hugo's plaid boxers peeking out of Dickie shorts, ride on the pegs of my bike. The ice cream truck over Celia Cruz, piñatas, tarot cards, hoop earrings, and aerosol spray. I reapply eyeliner like a chola before mall photos. Eloteros, football, Sunday church, bachata, cumbia, no rain, curanderas and campesinos, Theo transcribing at the seance tonight. I'll pretend to get stigmata. Oh, Hollywood Hills, oh, Los Angeles, oh, Placido Olvera, oh, San Pedro, oh, Long Beach, oh, Taqueria, Westminster, oh, the 405 freeway, left arm sunburnt, windows down, I'm on the beach chairs, beach coolers, beach bums, butts, peanut butter and jelly, sandwiches, witch chips in the sand, Pringles or Ruffles, vodka watermelon, suntan lotion, and I'm laughing with towels over my head. Police said, are you drunk? Are you high? And I replied, no, I'm Salvadorian. Police harassed me so much, I stopped driving, I stopped biking, I moved to a different city. Police asked, drivers, lice, sense. My red rub eyes, my brown skin, my brown eye. Didn't run the stop sign, I didn't pass the speed limit, turn signal, my music wasn't too loud. No quiero hablar contigo, hold on. And it's amongst these conditions I love, I try to. Gay cholos, Felix and Ross, me and Hugo, on the down low, low riders in smog, homie, ho, me, hugging the stomach of my pelo, con boca cerrada no entran, tumbleweeds and cactus, and every day at the museum, visitors walk to the installation, a pile of candies, individually wrapped, multicolor, cell phones. Every day, the visitors are looking for Ross, are looking for UFOs, and my family of aliens in the rose bush. Iron welded gate, weed whackers pushing, lawn mowers over flinching finches, flinching finches. I hope there are no artifacts when prisons close. No museums for pain where tourists can safely visit nobody while nobody is visiting these prisoners around the country. I'm making phone calls to my deaf friends, telling them to hurry to the hospital that Ross holds the angles of angels. Have you felt the extreme loneliness of the pervert parade? Ross, I'm here, baby. Everything will be all right. I wanted to say, but he came, but he was gone before I came with wet dreams of my cousins twerking in the library, tweaking in the laundromat, feeling nauseous and agnostic. What's good? Where's God beneath the vacancy sign? Where's my therapist? Maybe this is how we leave the hospital, the poem, the cemetery has fine typography, the ones we love, the fonts we need. Maybe we never breathe the cleanest air, visit Scandinavia, look at auroras like stretch marks, how Saturn lost her rings. Maybe the chore list was never meant to be completed with Venus in retrograde. I try not to drown while swimming backstrokes in rosé and roses with pit bulls named Rosie. Maybe one day I'll wake an oddity in the domestic and say, Ross, I'm here. Where are you? Was that it? Was that life? We didn't do enough. We did so much. All right. That was new shit. Ow. No applause, so I guess I need to edit. Just playing with you. Or maybe I'm not. Okay. I feel like I have nods to like every single person in this room, in this manuscript. My God. Okay, I want to read weird shit. I have this poem called Yum Scabies for Breakfast. Can we do that? Okay, cool. So I'm interested in a punk literary aesthetic. I don't feel like explaining that, but if you know punk, read that into my work. Yum Scabies for Breakfast. Sure. Okay. Butch Dyke Barbie, cheap leather cunt, techno pornographic, while raccoons look my pissy, begging, yearning, yes, voyeurs, no, condoms, you come in me, videotape me, duct tape me, bring your friends, faggot, double penetrate me, help release my serotonin, a grand canyon where my anus should be. I spoke feeling yellow, I awoke feeling extra, terrestrial, feeling too much like yolk, I broke, I look to myself in the mirror in the morning, my mouth tastes like his or his, spit in cigarettes, coffee burning, where's my underwear, fuck it, keep it, don't text me, the toothpaste specks on the mirror look like melting moons, and I'm nervous. My bruises are a reminder of Dad. Eileen has probably heard me talk about this a couple times, but Eileen and my other great teachers are always in my head, and the one thing that I always hear, one of the many things I always hear Eileen saying is, quit trying to be such a fucking poet. Because there's times where I studied under Eileen at NYU, and there's times where I was like, just trying too hard to be a fucking poet. Eileen also gave me a lot of permission to be a freak, so I blame all those poems on Eileen. When I was writing the line about my anus being the Grand Canyon, I was thinking about you. Oh. I was like, I think I have the second most references in contemporary American poetry to anuses, right behind Conrad. So I'm just letting you know, I'm trying to come for your title. All right. So this manuscript is loosely, or is very much so, about police violence and mass incarceration. And this particular poem, I was perturbed by the idea that I would pass away before my mother, and then that there's this one mountain I want my ashes to be dispersed on. And there's a law in California that you can't like spread your ashes on this mountain, and so I was fucked up thinking about the idea of me dying before her like hiking up this mountain and then the police bothering her as she like threw my ashes over like a cliff. And I was like, how that seems like a ridiculous fucking law. So I wrote this poem telling my mom that in case I die, fuck the police. Concerning the necropolitical landscape. Dear mother, I apologize for these instructions regarding my belated death, but police keep pestering parents on where to shake their child's ashes. Fuck that. Dance and laugh my ashes into the volcanoes. Volcanoes look like Earth's pimples about to burst. Dear mother, I hope neither of us dies, but rather we drift into Alzheimer's together like Abuela years ago. We can walk out of the house in our bathrobes, waving at police cars and thinking they're taxis, taking father's home. Dear mother, I haven't told you, but the bombs in Chelsea were so close to me last fall, I fell and prayed to the holy nuns of the Erectile Dysfunction Committee. But still, I'll never understand why God made something so beautiful as the sun on the ridge to be blinding. Dear mother, I've been much too slow to say thank you. The word twisted on my tongue, I stutter to say the thanks. And maybe it's my accent, unable to pronounce refrigerator. En español, refrigerador. As if our language was a child who wet the bed from being tickled too much. And if we only speak one language, can we name her joy? Dear mother, I've read the credit report, and America fiscally sponsored the civil war in El Salvador, where men had genitals cut off, stuffed into their mouths, their heads decapitated and placed between their legs. Theo saw all his friends, students slumped on chain link fences after marching outside the university. As a child, I never thought how difficult it must have been to pick the heads of daisies with me by the swimming pool, each petal pulled. I'd recite, he loves me not. God must, in the most bloated nights, the fullest nights, God must have known you'd follow me outside of heaven's gates. What an oxymoron. There must be a heaven that's boundless and unbridled where we can seek asylum. Dear mother, please teach me how to hold the sorrow without losing my arms. Okay, so I'll read maybe. Gracias. I got a snap, so that one's good. I like y'all. I thrive off affirmation. I guess most people do, right? Are there any signs that don't? Maybe like Scorpios? Y'all just, Scorpios just don't give a fuck. Y'all are on your own. Your own plane. Oh shit, now I have enemies. And you don't want Scorpio enemies. They won't forgive me. They won't forgive anyone. I love Scorpios. Because they'll kill me if I don't. Okay. I've been reading, I'm sorry, I read a lot of things that are very hard to hear today. I was reading like the fragmented work that is nice on the page, and you read sonically and you're like, what the fuck is this person doing? So we'll keep going with that theme and we'll just be unapologetic about it. So apology retracted, and this is not going to be pleasurable. I'm just kidding, maybe. Shut the fuck up and read. Transgender Security Airport. From JFK to LAX. I left my gender in Los Angeles. She's a weird girl with the full beard and the thick brown dick. I'm traveling to her, past metal detectors, when security slobs start grabbing my genitals. Ha ha. If it's your job to grope strangers, then quit. Dear transportation agency losers, I love my hairy ass in a lace thong. Dildos in my carry-on bag. It's not a weapon, I promise. When detained, I'm not sure what cavities they're allowed to search, my ears or my nose. Now I've missed my flight, I've missed my gender. It was final boarding call, I couldn't hear, I'm still here, and they say my attitude has altitude. Woof. My photo ID is from when I was a wolf. The girl in California, I yearn to see her, like the image of mountains scooped by a spoon. I'd show you selfies of my anus, Conrad, after the Tijuana donkey show. My mom must be proud. I'd show you selfies of my anus after the Tijuana donkey show, if it meant the plane's safety. Please, let me go. Let me fly higher than fireworks in July. I'll see the clouds undress from heaven. My gender is against the law, but so was your God. Yes, I think Jesus was trans. Her hair and her dress. Yes, Jesus was trans. How the Roman state crucified her in public. Okay, last poem. Thank you again to everyone for being and sharing this space and life and weirdness. Fuck the police, abolish prisons, and let's get drunk later. Or not. Transactional sex with Satan. Last quick note about this. Whenever I read this poem, I think I went through an MFA process, and people like Eileen gave me agency to be like, be weird, be cool. But other people in the MFA process were like, whoa, too weird, calm it down. And this poem was one of the ones I wrote in the MFA process, and people were like, why? You have so much talent, why? So-and-so, what about the middle of America? And what they meant, I was like, I think there's a radical Cupac who would love this poem in the middle of America. There's all of this like ways of saying like conservative white people without saying conservative white people. So I was like, fuck them. Like, so I think with this poem, transactional sex to Satan, they were like, can it just be transactional sex or just with Satan? I was like, that's not going to make it more palatable to anyone, really. But, but you know, you learn the language to justify your existence, or you create that language. So one of the ways that I did that was by saying, like, oh, I'm writing within a punk literary aesthetic. I could do this because punk is interested in like sacrilege and hypersexualization, which comes from a perspective of disenfranchisement. But here I was like, I can't just cut it down because of the alliteration of the S sound, which is very important to me. Like, you know, poems are image and sound, so transactional sex with Satan, like, I'll lose the sonic value. so, So it's true. He smokes heavily and smells like the suicide of 1,000 angels, intergalactic ash spread over his bed sheets and vintage dildo dreams. I write bestial love letters and have an affinity for gothic cemetery cults. Mother used to ask for my strangeness to be kept deep inside Alcatraz. Bound and bruised, I have become the siren and shipwreck, synonyms for lonely. My sex is melancholic terrorism or witchcraft in the Catholic Church. He plugs my nose, my tonsils gape open, and dick is shoved into my heart. Lampposts mock fireflies in their flicker and worry about seizures in the sky. Been drunk and practicing telepathy with friends. Everyone has low libido. He ejaculates and lilacs fill the room. Jars of milk and honey below stucco. In the morning, I'm awake and lonely. I clip my toenails into crescent moons. Everything is legal somewhere. Thank you.
Well, just to remind you, we're all going to gather at Helsinki now, and that there are also books outside at TSL, and ask the writers to sign them for you. Have a good night.
Thank you.